the new citizenship law that critics claim discriminates against Muslims. The setting was a ruling Nationalist Party rally in New Delhi. This follows days of violent protests against the legislation. Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy has a report.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Afghanistan's election commission today had some welcome news for President Ashraf Ghani. He appears poised for a second five-year term in office. In preliminary results, 2 months late in coming, the commission announced that Ghani received almost 51% of the late September vote, well ahead of second-place finisher Abdullah Abdullah, who won about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. Abdullah's office says he does not accept the results and charged the commission had failed to deal with election fraud. Voters in Croatia are going to the polls today for presidential balloting. The incumbent conservative, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović, is being challenged by the leftist former Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic and right-wing singer Miroslav Skoro. Political analysts are predicting a probable runoff election next month. The election comes just days before Croatia assumes its first six-month term at the helm of the European Union's rotating presidency. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn today apologized for waging an election campaign that he said handed Prime Minister Boris Johnson a mandate to take the UK out of the European Union next month. But the veteran politician defended his far-left platform and blamed the media for helping relegate his century-old party to its worst performance since before World War II. Corbyn said, quote, "I wanted to unite the country that I love, but I'm sorry that we came up short, and I take my responsibility for it." Germany's finance minister and vice chancellor have reacted angrily to news that threatened U.S. sanctions have forced a company laying sections of a new German-Russian natural gas pipeline to stop its work on the project. They call the U.S. action interference in Germany's internal affairs. AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorisation Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it will increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One trade pact. Announced earlier this month, the deal is part of a bid to end the trade war between the world's two largest economies. Under the agreement, the United States would reduce some tariffs in exchange for a big increase in Chinese purchases of American farm products. The president also used a Florida speech to denounce Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the articles of impeachment against him to the Republican-held U.S. Senate. That could delay a trial in which Mr. Trump would expect to be acquitted of both charges against him. North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un has met with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability. This amid heightened concern the North may return to a confrontation stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change what he calls a policy of hostility, and he warned he is ready to provide Washington with a Christmas gift, widely expected to be a ballistic missile test. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on his nation's transport unions to suspend their strikes over the Christmas holidays to avoid massive travel disruptions. The unions are demanding the undoing of Macron's plan for pension system reform. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.